Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A Ferndale man riding a motorcycle northbound on Highway 101 yesterday afternoon suffered fatal injuries after a vehicle driven by a Myers flat man crossed from the southbound lane into the northbound lane and into the path of the motorcycle. 66-year-old Dennis Wooden of Ferndale died immediately at the scene after he collided head-on with a Ford Explorer driven by 59-year-old Myers Flat resident William Robbins. Robbins suffered major injuries and was taken to the hospital. It's still unclear why Robbins allowed his vehicle to cross into the northbound lane, and an investigation into impairment playing a role is underway. The CHP wants to remind motorists that the Redwood Run happens this weekend, and that means a lot of people coming into the area on their motorcycles. Please use extra caution when driving. Deputies from the Sheriff's Office are investigating a theft at the stable area of Redwood Acres sometime between yesterday afternoon and this morning. The thieves broke into the stable area and stole various saddles, bridles, tools, and other horse-related materials. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. Eureka police officers responded to the Wells Fargo Bank on G Street last night after motion alarms had been activated. When officers arrived on scene, they found a glass door smashed. They set up a perimeter and sent in a canine unit, but no one was found inside. After viewing surveillance videos, officers identified the suspect as 24-year-old Eureka resident John O'Neill. O'Neill was soon located on 5th Street and was found to be in possession of items taken from the bank. He was arrested and booked into county jail on burglary charges. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team received a tip that a woman was dealing meth on Bayshore Way next to the mall. Officers contacted 55-year-old Eureka resident Abby Lynn Kiefer, also known as Abby Wirtz, and after a search of her person, they confiscated a quarter ounce of methamphetamine. A search of the motorhome that Kiefer was using, one equipped with surveillance cameras, turned up processed marijuana, scales, packaging materials, ammunition for a handgun, and evidence of drug sales activity. Kiefer was arrested and booked into county jail on numerous charges. And the County Department of Public Works will have to replace a traffic signal at Central Avenue and Railroad Avenue in McKinleyville after it was damaged in a suspected hit-and-run early this morning. As of now, the signal will be a flashing red light, which means you should treat it like a stop sign. Public Works doesn't expect to get the full traffic signal back up and in place until the 22nd. Anyone with information about how the original signal was damaged is asked to contact the California Highway Patrol or the County Public Works Department. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At 1:20 this afternoon, the Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from the Palco Pharmacy. But when the dispatcher answered, all they heard were background noises and deputies were immediately dispatched to the scene. When they arrived, they were informed that a white male adult in his mid-20s, about 5'7 and 150 pounds, had just robbed the pharmacy with a shotgun, demanding oxycodone. The suspect then fled the scene and headed southwest on Main Street in Scotia, forcing the elementary school into lockdown. Fortuna and Rio Del Police assisted in the search, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Third District Supervisor Virginia Bass didn't have to endure an election night on Tuesday, but the results of the election certainly have an impact on her job, and the new faces that will join the Board of Supervisors will as well. Bass commented on Talk Shop about her reaction to the election results and whether or not those results caught her by surprise.
I was very confident that Rex was going to do well, and you know, I also thought Mark was, you know, going to be the victor in his race. I was not sure. I knew it was going to be close for the race for the second district, and obviously we see how close it was.
With Rex Bone winning the soon-to-be-vacant first district and Estelle Fennell knocking off incumbent Cliff Clendenin, the board will take on a different look with different priorities come January. And that's the North Coast News on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.